This is live coverage from ABC News. Former FBI Director James Comey testifies. From ABC News headquarters, here is correspondent Aaron Katursky.
We're about to hear from President Trump's lawyer, Mark Kasowitz, who will push back on today's testimony from former FBI Director James Comey. He accused the president and his top aides earlier today of defaming him and the FBI. Those were lies, Comey said, plain and simple. The White House has already said that President Trump is no liar, and now his attorney, who has been tasked to handle the Russia investigation, Mark Kasowitz of New York, is going to be making a statement at the National Press Club in Washington. The FBI director, the former FBI director today, had reiterated that shifting explanations for his firing confused him after repeated assurances by the president that he would stay. And Comey admonished the Trump administration for, as he put it, defaming him and the FBI by saying the bureau was in disarray and poorly led. Those were lies, plain and simple. And now Mark Kasowitz has a chance to react at the National Press Club.
Mark Kasowitz, President Donald Trump's personal attorney. He'll make a short statement. We will not be taking questions. This is also Michael Bow of the Kasowitz Law Firm.
Here's Mark Kasowitz.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mark Kasowitz, President Trump's personal lawyer. Contrary to numerous false press accounts leading up to today's hearing, Mr. Comey has now finally confirmed publicly what he repeatedly told President Trump privately. That is, that the president was not under investigation as part of any probe into Russian interference. The president, Mr. Comey also admitted that there is no evidence that a single vote changed as a result of any Russian interference. Mr. Comey's testimony also makes clear that the president never sought to impede the investigation into attempted Russian interference in the 2016 election. And in fact, according to Mr. Comey, the president told Mr. Comey, quote, "It would be good to find out," close quote, in that investigation, if there was, quote, "some satellite associates of his who did something wrong," close quote. And he, President Trump, did not exclude anyone from that statement. Consistent with that statement, the president never, in form or substance, directed or suggested that Mr. Comey stop investigating anyone, including the president never suggested that Mr. Comey, quote, "let Flynn go," close quote. As the president publicly stated the next day, he did say to Mr. Comey, quote, "General Flynn is a good guy. He has been through a lot," close quote. And also, quote, "asked how General Flynn is doing," close quote. Admiral Rogers testified today that the president never, quote, directed him to do anything illegal, immoral, unethical, or inappropriate, close quote, and never, never, quote, pressured him to do so, close quote. Director Coates said the same thing. The president likewise never pressured Mr. Comey. The president also never told Mr. Comey, quote, "I need loyalty. I expect loyalty," close quote. He never said it in form, and he never said it in substance. Of course, the office of the president is entitled to expect loyalty from those who are serving the administration. And from before this president took office to this day, it is overwhelmingly clear that there have been and continue to be those in government who are actively attempting to undermine this administration with selective and illegal leaks of classified information and privileged communications. Mr. Comey has now admitted that he is one of these leakers. Today, Mr. Comey admitted that he unilaterally and surreptitiously made unauthorized disclosures to the press of privileged communications with the president. The leaks of this privileged information began no later than March 2017, when friends of Mr. Comey have stated that he disclosed to them the conversations that he had with the president during their January 27th, 2017 dinner and February 14th, 2017 White House meeting. Today, Mr. Comey admitted that he leaked to friends of his purported memos of those privileged communications, one of which he testified was classified. Mr. Comey also testified that immediately after he was terminated, he authorized his friends to leak the contents of those memos to the press in order to, in Mr. Comey's words, quote, prompt the appointment of a special counsel, close quote. Although Mr. Comey testified that he only leaked the memos in response to a tweet, the public record reveals that the New York Times was quoting from those memos the day before the referenced tweet, which belies Mr. Comey's excuse for this unauthorized disclosure of privileged information and appears to be entirely retaliatory. We will leave it to the appropriate authorities to determine whether these leaks should be investigated along with all the others that are being investigated. In sum, it is now established that the president was not being investigated for colluding with or attempting to obstruct any investigation. As the committee pointed out today, these important facts for the country to know are virtually the only facts that have not been leaked during the course of these events. As he said yesterday, the president feels completely vindicated and is eager to continue moving forward with his agenda, with the business of this country, and with this public cloud removed. Thank you.
Live from Washington, Mark Kasowitz, President Trump's attorney, who found vindication in today's Senate Intelligence Committee hearing featuring former FBI Director James Comey. Kasowitz said Comey has confirmed publicly the president was not under investigation as part of any probe into Russian interference. And he said Comey revealed today there is no evidence a single vote changed as a result of that interference. Kasowitz pushed back against Comey's assertion the president wanted him to drop the investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. He said the president never in form or substance suggested the FBI stop investigating anyone. Kasowitz took aim at Comey for authorizing his friends to give notes of his meetings with the president to the New York Times. I'm Aaron Katursky. You're listening to live coverage from ABC News. Right back to Washington Live with ABC's Brad Milkey. Brad.
And Aaron, I've just been talking to senators as they've been giving their reactions to James Comey all day, and you see a stark partisan divide. You see Republicans very much on the side of the president here saying that we didn't learn very much new from James Comey, that in fact all we learned is that James Comey leaked some information to the New York Times and that he also sort of used his impressions to sort of color what we heard from the president. Some of them call it troubling. But then you look to Democrats who say what the president did was, if not obstruction of justice, certainly interfering in James Comey's ability to do his job. And so right now, Washington, all across the board, continuing to say that more work needs to be done.
ABC's Brad Milkey with us live from the Capitol, where James Comey is now privately, has finished his private meetings with senators before whom he testified publicly. He left Capitol Hill a moment ago without making any further comment. I'm Aaron Katursky, and you've been listening to live coverage from ABC News.
ABC News, honored, winner for the third straight year with the Edward R. Murrow Award for Overall Excellence in Television and Radio. ABC News, America's number one news choice.